Hello and welcome to this episode of the United States Citizenship Civics Test Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Giordano, from studywithandrea.com. The journey towards citizenship is long, and that's why I'm here to help you pass the test and raise your voice. Question number 97. Why does the flag have 50 stars? You can answer in one of the following three ways. Because there is one star for each state. Because each star represents a state. Or because there are 50 states. Here's a quick civics lesson about our flag. Each star on the flag represents a state. This is why the number of stars has changed over the years from 13 to 50. The number of stars reached 50 in 1959, when Hawaii joined the United States as the 50th state. In 1777, the Second Continental Congress passed the First Flag Act, stating, "Resolved that the flag of the United States be made of 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation." Again, question number 97 is, why does the flag have 50 stars? And you can answer in one of the following three ways. Because there is one star for each state, because each star represents a state, or because there are 50 states. If you enjoyed today's civics lesson, you can download all 100 civics lessons at studywithandrea.com/USA. Plus, I include audio flashcards for a quick memorization of all 100 questions and answers without the civics lesson. You can find those files for download, plus a printable PDF citizenship guide to help you read along while you study the questions and answers at studywithandrea.com/USA.